Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How does our future look, especially in the United States of America and perhaps Great Britain? Are we looking towards a bright future, a prosperous future? The optimists from Wall Street tell us, yeah, that's exactly what we are looking at because the worst is past, and now everything is going to get better. But this is not something which some concerned analysts tell us. And today I like to look at the situation now and in the future realistically. What are the facts? What is the evidence? Now notice this article which was published by the Weekly Standard on February 23 of 2012. The office of Senator Jeff Sessions, ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee, sent out a chart showing that America's per capita government debt is worse than Greece, as well as Ireland, Italy, France, Portugal, and Spain. Now, we have all heard about the terrible situation in Greece. The German parliament just approved another bailout program against the will of the majority of the German people, and the Greeks don't seem to even be thankful and grateful about it. And so mass publications like Bild Online had this to say on February 27. Against its better judgment, Europe is pouring more money into a bottomless barrel. And the Berliner Zeitung wrote on the same day, let's remain realistic. Greece won't manage to get back on its feet, even with a second bailout package. So things are pretty bad for Greece, but here we hear that our situation is worse than it is in Greece. No wonder the former Chancellor of Germany, Helmut Kohl, warned the German people, according to an article by Der Spiegel Online dated February 28, the evil spirits of the past have by no means been banished. They can always return. That means Europe remains a question of war and peace, but not only Europe. You see, Satan is a god of this world. He rules the entire world. It is he who has deceived all of mankind. He and his demons are still there, and we have to make sure that we understand reality and that we don't feel taken in by optimistic viewpoints if they are wrong. The New York Post wrote on February 26 that many Americans, unfortunately, have fallen for the trap of thinking everything is going to get better, and notice what they are doing. It says, more American households are falling back into the debt hole, this time without the safety net of home values to help bail them out. Last year, total U.S. consumer debt reached its highest point in a decade. In December 2011, the total consumer debt rose by some 9.3% to $2.498 trillion. These numbers mean that many middle-class Americans are taking big risks. In a weak economy with high unemployment, many people with big card balances become vulnerable to financial catastrophe because they are not looking at the sign of the times. Now, we've all heard about gas prices, rising gas prices. Notice what Reuters wrote on February 26. Oil rose to a 10-month high above $125 a barrel on Friday, prompting responses from policymakers around the world, including U.S. President Barack Obama, watching U.S. gasoline prices follow crude to push toward $4 a gallon in an election year. Now, in some places, it has already reached $6 a gallon. This article says, but that will be nothing. Nothing compared to the economic shock an Israeli attack on Iran would cause. And we are talking more and more about the distinct possibility of such a war and the economic repercussions that would have, even for the United States of America and the peoples of Great Britain and the entire Western world. Well, what about water bills? The Examiner wrote on February 27, first high gas prices, now water. A shocking new report about the nation's crumbling drinking water system says that Americans should expect their bills to double or triple to cover repairs just to keep their faucets pouring. That means adding up to $900 a year more for water, nearly equal to the amount of the newly extended payroll tax cut. Currently, it says, Americans pay about $400 a month in water taxes and fees. Now, that's already an outrageous figure. But they say it's going to climb. As I said, not everyone shares the optimism of the Wall Street people. The same people, by the way, mind you, who denied that we were even in a recession, when we clearly were in one for several months already. CNN wrote on February 24, while most economists have stopped worrying that the U.S. will fall into a double-dip recession, one influential economist maintains his position that the nation won't be able to avoid a new downturn. Lakshman Akuthan, I believe he is pronounced, co-founder of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, said on Friday that his research firm is sticking with the forecast it made in September. A new recession is inevitable. ECRI is one of the more widely respected firms on economic recessions. Now, how trustworthy are they, if you want to use that word? Notice what it says. It has never been wrong, when forecasting that a recession would start, and it never failed to predict a recession well before it was widely accepted. Akuthan predicts a recession will happen even without a new shock to the economy, such as a spike in oil and gas prices. If those things occur, and I should say when they occur, and they are already occurring, he says they will simply make an inevitable recession more painful. In fact, Akuthan said, data gathered since the September forecast only confirms his view that economic growth has slowed to such a degree that a downturn is now unavoidable, likely by late summer of this year. Akuthan's views are not widely accepted, but more than 50 years of economic data followed by his firm has shown him that when underlying growth slows to this degree, a recession always follows. But you see, my friends, he's not the only one who is predicting a recession, a double-dip recession, or even a depression. Here's an article by the USA Today, dated February 27, 2012, saying this. Behind the mainstream Wall Street happy talk about more stable financial markets and an improving economy are grim warnings of tough times ahead from a small cadre of doomsayers who warn that the worst of the financial crisis is still to come. Harry Dent, author of the new book, The Great Crash Ahead, says another stock market crash is coming due to a bad ending to the global debt bubble. He says a crash is coming in 2013 or 14. He warns this will be a repeat of the 2008-09, only bigger, when it finally hits. Gerald Celente, a trend forecaster at the Trends Research Institute, says Americans should brave themselves for an economic 9/11 due to policymakers' inability to solve the world's financial and economic woes. The coming meltdown, he predicts, will lead to growing social unrest, anti-governmental sentiment, a U.S. dollar with far less purchasing power, and more people out of work. Celente will not rule out another financial panic that could spark enough fear to cause a run on the nation's banks by depositors. That risk could cause the government to invoke economic martial law and call a bank holiday and close banks as it did during the Great Depression. Robert Prechler, author of Conquer the Crash, which was first published in 2002 and then republished and updated in 2009, says, today's economy has similarities to the Great Depression and warns that deflation is poised to cause financial havoc. Prechter predicts that the major U.S. stock indexes will plunge below their lows in March 2009 during the last financial crisis. The brief recovery will fail as it did in the 1930s, he says, if he is right, stocks would lose more than half of their value. As I said, the United States of America is not the only country in big trouble. Here's an article by The Telegraph, the British paper The Telegraph, dated February 27, saying this. In a stark warning ahead of next month's budget, the British Chancellor, Mr. Osborne, said there was little the coalition could do to stimulate the economy. The British government has run out of money because all the money was spent in the good years, he said. So unlike Joseph, who foresaw the evil, who was warned by God, and who took precaution, the British government didn't do that. The U.S. government most certainly didn't do that. Those who are saying now, oh, if you only vote for me, then everything will get better. They're not going to be able to deliver. The present government isn't able to deliver, even if they stay in power. God says, don't trust in princes because they cannot help you. And what about the distinct possibility that a war breaks out in the Middle East? Just today, March the 2nd, the following article was published by the Jerusalem Post, saying this, plans to attack Iran's nuclear sites are in place. The U.S. Air Force chief said on Wednesday night, in one of the clearest warnings yet issued to Tehran from Washington. What we can do, you wouldn't want to be in the area, Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz told reporters, according to Bloomberg. The report cited anonymous Pentagon officials as saying that the plans include the possibility of a joint U.S.-Israeli effort, which could take the form of American aerial refueling assistance to Israeli fighter planes sent to strike targets in Iran. We heard a lot about Israel will do it alone. They are disappointed with American waverings. But now it appears like they are talking about a joint effort. It goes on to say America's bombing targets would go beyond nuclear sites and include the pillars of the clerical regime, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and its elite force, regular Iranian military bases, and the Ministry of Intelligence and Security, Bloomberg reported. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said on Wednesday that, quote, there is no group in America more determined to prevent Iran from achieving a nuclear weapon than the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the report added. So if it happens, when it happens, we can only imagine, perhaps, the terrible economic consequences for our country. Now, I'm not here to tell you what physical precautions you should take. The Bible tells you that the prudent foresees the evil, and he takes precautions. But we are talking about spiritual precautions here. He is turning from evil. He hides from the evil by turning to God. You see, our protection doesn't lie in gold. It doesn't lie in guns. It doesn't lie in governments. It doesn't lie in all kinds of physical concepts. It only lies in God. Now, it's nothing impossible for God, even if it seems impossible for us. God has promised us protection. He even promised us prosperity, even in times of financial hardship. He's not promising us that when everybody is doing good. He's even promising us that when others are not doing good. Christ says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these physical things which you need will be given to you. You may not even know how, but it's a promise. We have to turn to God, my friends. Let's forget all these physical things we are putting our trust and confidence in. They all will go away. People will throw their gold into the street, we read. Riches will get wings and fly away, we read. But if we turn to God, if we let God fight our battles, rather than thinking we have to get a gun to defend ourselves, if we let God do what he wants to do for us, if we have the faith that God will do it, he will deliver us, no matter in what situation we might be. And I will leave you with this thought, which you can take to the bank. Nothing will make us afraid. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.